Were you telling me to try that?
Welcome to the R&R Live with Reagan. We are live with me, your favorite bar owner. This is a podcast of sorts. It's a video cast of sorts. It's, you know, your favorite bar owner hanging out, smoking cigars, drinking Diet Coke. This is kind of a new thing. It's going to be weird. We're hanging out. You can click on the Twitter or the Facebook and you can join. You can come in on StreamYard. I think there's a link. I'll post it. But if you want to come hang out, you can come in and then you can hang out and talk and we'll have a good time, a grand old time. It's almost Christmas time in the city. And so anyway, we're here. We got the Cigar Cast. It's just me right now. I got really bored tonight. Got hopped up on pain meds. So here we are. Here you are. You're probably in a similar situation if I had to guess. Maybe without the pain meds, but maybe you have alcohol. So could be that. I can't do the alcohols because pain meds. But I don't do the alcohols anyway. So we're here. We got some big stories. Obviously, the biggest story, number one, the one closest to my heart and to my fandom, no Liberty football this weekend. I am bummed. I am really bummed. We don't get a game. We don't get to beat Coastal. When I was at Liberty, our cool thing was cuck Coastal. We couldn't say fuck because, you know, that's bad. And you know, the Liberty way, and he couldn't cuss, but it's okay. So we would say cuck Coastal. And I was really excited. This was the first time that they both played since they were FBS. You know, both of them were in the top 25, which was like a dream of mine that Liberty would be a top 25 team in college football. And, you know, here we are. Getting to play another top 25 team. We had college game day. It was going to be a hell of a game. I was so excited about this game. I really could not wait to beat the crap out of Coastal Carolina. And alas, COVID struck us. And there's nothing worse right now than getting the game canceled by COVID. So no Coastal, no game, no Liberty football this weekend. I don't get Liberty, Tom Brady and the Bucks. Who knows what's going on in Tampa? I mean, honestly, who knows? I don't, but Bruce Arians, I don't even think Bruce Arians knows what's going on in Tampa. The man's senile. The man is old, and it's probably time for Tampa to move on from Bruce Arians because I don't understand this, okay? And I get it. I didn't play football, so there's people out there, well, you didn't play ball, so you don't know what you're talking about. All I know is Tom Brady's got 6 rings. Bruce Arians has how many rings does he have? He doesn't have any. He has none. 0. He has as many rings as I do. And he's been employed for however long. He doesn't have any rings. I'm pretty sure I could go out there and tell Tom Brady, hey, Mike Evans is open. Throw a 50-50 ball to him. I could go out there and say, hey, you know, check down to the running back. Let's run 4 verts. We're going to run 4 verts, and then, you know, if that's not open, then, you know, either A, chuck it up to Antonio Brown, B, chuck it up to Mike Evans, or C, check it down to Ronald Jones. Like, because that's basically Tampa's play calling right now. Let's run a draw up the middle with Ronald Jones, hope he takes it 98 yards to the house, or let's run 4 verts, and let's just chuck it up to Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, or Antonio Brown. That's the Bucs offense. Oh, Gronkowski, too. Let's chuck it up to these 4 guys. If that doesn't work, then, you know, we'll call a running play. It's frustrating. It's maddening. I'm getting really tired of it. But you know what? I don't know football because I didn't play it. My opinion, not valid. I just know that I see the Bucs throwing the ball 30 times a game, 20 yards downfield, and Tom Brady just doesn't have that arm anymore. Tom Brady never had that arm. He only had it when he had Randy Moss. And guess what? I'm pretty sure I could have thrown the ball to Randy Moss and he could have caught it. No offense to Tom Brady. I'm pretty sure I could have done this. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just my uneducated football opinion going out on a limb here. But at least I get this weekend off. I don't have to watch the Bucks. Thank God. I get a week off. I finally have a week off. 12 weeks, no Bucks. My fantasy team, on the other hand, needed the Bucks because I went all in on the Bucks and Tom Brady. And boy, 4-8 right now. I'm in, I think, 7th place in fantasy football. It's been awful. It's just been not good. I got Justin Herbert, thank God, you know. But thanks, Clack, for leaving me Justin Herbert to get on there. Because otherwise, I'd have been up shit creek, bad. It'd have been real bad. Got on the Bucks rant. I did the Liberty rant. College football playoff. So we got the college football playoff coming up. Okay. Comes out today. Oh, well, guess what? The college football playoff, because, you know, in our infinite wisdom, we decided that, let's play it in California. Because that's just smart, right? That's just smart. Like, I don't know why during COVID they decided, let's play it in California. California doesn't want the game to be played. The Pac-12 barely wanted to play football. And so here we are, no fans again, because we didn't learn our lesson from the MLB, right? We didn't learn our lesson from the MLB. MLB played games in California. They couldn't have fans. But college football was like, oh, no, we're different. It'll be totally different this time because we're college football. We're the SEC. We're the ACC. We're the Big Ten. We're the Big 12. Well, guess what? California doesn't give a shit. Why do you think Joe Rogan moved out of California? Why do you think all these people are leaving California? Because you can have a dinner party if you're the governor or the mayor, but you can't do it if you're just a normal person. Rules are for thee, not for me. So here we are. We got the playoff, college football playoff coming up. And guess what? Nobody's going to be able to go. So what are we going to do here? We're just going to play the games there. That's because that sounds great, right? Let's give the non-existent economic impact to LA. I mean, it would make too much sense to have these teams get a home game, right? It would make too much sense. It's like, it's supposed to be a neutral site. I really had a guy today. I'm not going to name names. You guys know him. But he was like, no, college football is supposed to be a neutral site. It's supposed to be a neutral site. Give me a break. What other sport does a neutral site for anything other than the championship game? Even the NBA doesn't even do neutral sites for the championship games. It's a home field advantage. You get home field advantage. You're the best team, you get the home field advantage. College football, we can't do that. No, sir. That'd be way too much, man. No, college football, we have to have it all at a neutral site. It doesn't make any sense to me. So why don't we move the game to Tuscaloosa, to South Bend, to Clemson? Yeah, exactly, Jack. To Clemson, to – you think Florida's getting in there? I don't. Florida can go. Okay, Florida can go. The Gators. I hate them. I don't like the Gators. I'm sorry. I have a lot of Gator friends. I don't like them. But anyway – put the game where the higher seeded team's going to play. It makes no sense that out of the four teams that are going to make the playoff, and I hate to burst your bubble here. Okay. Maybe there's a BYU fan watching this game. BYU is not going to the playoff. I'm sorry. They can run the table. They're not going there. They're not in there. I'm sorry. I really hate to see it. You don't get sweet tea and you don't get to go to the playoff if you're a Mormon. Those are just facts. You're going to have, it's going to be Alabama. Alabama's in it. Just admit, just accept it. They're in. They don't have to win another. They don't have to win the SEC to go in. They can lose the SEC championship and they're still going. Go ahead and cry if you're not an Alabama fan. Just go ahead and cry. They're in it. Okay. You got Notre Dame. Guess what? Notre Dame's in it too. They don't have to win versus Clemson. They don't have to. They're already in. If Clemson wins, They're in. Okay? You got Alabama and Clemson. You got two teams. So you have Clemson, Florida, Texas A&M, and Ohio State. You got them competing for two spots. So if Clemson wins, they're in. If Clemson wins the ACC, they're in. Okay? So that's three. If Florida wins, Texas A&M is in. If Florida loses, Texas A&M is in. Their Texas A&M is out if Florida wins. If Florida loses, Texas A&M is in. So you're going to have Alabama, Notre Dame. If Clemson wins, you have Alabama, Notre Dame, and Clemson. If Florida wins, you have Alabama, Notre Dame, Florida, and then probably Ohio State, okay? So out of those four teams, you got a team in Ohio, a team in Indiana, a team in Alabama, a team in South Carolina, and a team in Florida. And then you're going to send two of those teams to California. Make that make sense to me. Make that make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. Only in this stupid college football world that we live in, that we can't admit that players get paid because that would cause a problem, I guess. We can't admit anything. But in this world, two East Coast teams go to California. It's like when the Rays and the Yankees had to play in California. And this was even dumber, right? So you have teams going to California and you have teams going to the Sugar Bowl. Well, a Sugar Bowl can have fans. So you can go to the game in the Sugar Bowl and watch the game. But you're going to be one of those teams on the left coast. And you won't be able to, and you have to play in front of an empty stadium. It's stupid. And we learned nothing from the MLB because the MLB did the same thing. And it was absolutely dumb. And thank God for somebody like Trevor Bauer that actually calls this stuff out, because God knows no one else is. So play the games at home. It's 2020. Anything can happen, right? Anything can happen. You know, almost said some things. There's actually a couple things that probably can't happen. One of them involves Tony and Michelle. If you know, you know, you understand that joke. But it's 2020, anything can happen, right? So it would be too much. It would be too good for the local communities to put this game back in this back in these local towns. Let people have let these businesses have a little bit of an economic impact. I mean, they say the estimated impact of the SEC championship to the city of Atlanta is $70 million. $70 million. That's a lot. That's a ton. Imagine that in Tuscaloosa. Imagine that in South Bend. Imagine that in any in it'd be tough to imagine in Clemson. But imagine that impact locally. You know, we've been talking for 2 months, or for 2 weeks, we've been talking about make sure you shop local. Well, shoot, it'd be really cool if the SEC and the ACC and the Big Ten and the Big 12 decided to shop local, right? But why should California reap the benefits of our labor? I mean, they already do, let's be honest, you know. But why should they, like, they didn't even want a football season, but somehow we're going to give them revenues? We're going to give the Rose Bowl revenues? Why? What'd they do? They don't have a team there. They're not going to have a team there for a while. Not as long as Mario Cristobal's at Oregon. They're not going to have anybody there. So, but we keep playing these games there. We keep giving them our money. We keep letting them have it. And why? Stop having the games there. Stop playing in the Rose Bowl this year and start it this year. Let the teams have a home field advantage. Like, you should, if you're the number one team, you're the number two team, and you're in the playoffs, play the game at the home. Make the teams come to you. Imagine having Alabama and Notre Dame in a playoff in Bryant Denny. Imagine Ohio State and Clemson playing a playoff in Ohio State. I mean, these dream matchups, you know, like we could, Miami fans could dream that they're going to host Notre Dame in Miami, and they'll still find a way to only have 20,000 people in their stadium. But, you know, that's Miami fans, and that's what they deserve. But, you know, but imagine some of these dream matchups, you know, like maybe Texas can figure it out after they fire Tom Herman. You know, imagine having Texas play a rematch with USC in, you know, in Texas. You know, just there's so many things, and it would be so cool to see these matchups at a place you can really go. I mean, imagine you're an Alabama fan. Why should you have to travel for a semifinal game all the way to California to watch Alabama play? That's a road game. Why does Alabama have to play a road game? Because it's not a neutral site game. I mean, FSU had to play Oregon in the Rose Bowl in the college football playoff. That's not a road game for FSU, and that's not a really a road game for Oregon. They're already there. You got to travel four time zones. It's stupid. Go to where the teams are. Let them have home field advantage, man. Let them do it. So anyway, we're going to get on to guest right here. Anyway, so I hope y'all are enjoying this. This is a cool new feature. We're able to do streaming. We're on the Facebook. We're on the Twitter. We're on like some different platforms. And then if you want, you can watch in here and you can leave some comments. I think you can hit like if you want. If you like it, hit like, please. Please hit like, because that would mean that you actually liked it, and that'd be cool. So anyway, we're going to pop on our favorite mullet.
Hello.
Yeah, it Danny. So it we've me. Got the mullet man and the mullet here. If you don't know Danny, it's Danny works for me. It's Danny underscore Stu 23. My pal.
Hello.
What are you doing, pal?
Just chilling.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's about it. Just got home from work and was about to hop on PlayStation.
So Danny is a PlayStation guy. Why do you like PlayStation over Xbox?
I've had problems with Xbox in the past. My account got hacked, and that was about the last straw. And so
you think Xbox is superior to PlayStation?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I said it.
No, I have no problems with either one. It's whatever you like.
So it's a hot topic here. It's a very hot topic. Yeah, you know where this is going, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, all right, love it. We love it. We love it. The hot topic around here is when you're pooping, okay? After you finish, do you sit to wipe or do you stand to wipe?
Always to stand. Everyone knows this.
Yeah. It's weird, right? It's weird. You're sitting there and you're sitting, right? Mm-hmm. That's weird, right? Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. Like I have this question for people that sit, you know, like when you're sitting and you're wiping, how do you know that you're done wiping?
Yeah, don't. Because yeah, you right? bring it all the way up to your face?
I don't know. I mean, like, because if you pull it out of the bowl to survey it, to see if there's stuff on the thing, then you'd have to slide it back under, right? Or yeah, you'd have to drop it through the front, in which case you could get it on you, which would be bad. Yeah,
you might get it on your cheek if you're pulling it out, or anywhere else. Yeah.
That'd be bad. You wouldn't like that.
Yeah, big bad. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's like, you know, you were like talking earlier, you know, like, and also, you know, for guys, it's a big deal. You know, when we finish, we like to marvel our work, right?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You sit there and you're like, hey. How did that come out of me? Like, kind of like a woman when she has a baby, right?
Yeah, it was wild. Earlier was, I felt like I lost like 10 or 15 pounds.
You check. Yes, Andre, you check. You're supposed to check it to make sure everything's okay. You got to know, because you want to know that everything came out right. Because, like, there's this whole thing about, like, your poop is telling you things with the color and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's very important for your like digestive health, actually, digestive health, where you know that everything is all right, you know, and like whether your diet's okay. There's a whole lot of things. You can look it up. I don't have the link here, but there's, you know, Googles that you can look at.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we got that one out of the way. It's a very controversial topic, and people, we're trying to raise awareness for it, because so many people don't actually know how the other world, how the other half lives. Yeah. You know,
it's wild.
And if you don't like this, and if you don't like this type of discussion, you know, I'm sorry. We're here. We're having a good time. The Cigar Cast is coming back. So you've been working at the new shop.
Uh-huh.
Right? What do you think about the new shop?
Oh, I think it's great. I'm glad we finally got it open. It'll be a lot better once we actually get the bar, but that's coming in soon. Just need to raise awareness and let people know that we're out there.
Yeah.
But other than that, it looks fantastic. It looks like we just came out of the mansion. Let's see. Our humidor, it might be bigger than what we have at the mansion.
It actually is bigger. It actually is. Yeah, it's actually bigger.
Yeah, then it's awesome. It's a work in progress, but we're getting there, and it's going to be – it's going to rival the mansion.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We signed a lease on November or October 29th, and then we opened November 27th, and it's actually in Northport, so we're not in Tuscaloosa, because that was a big deal for us, right? Mm-hmm. We had so many people all summer long, especially before the Alabama mask mandate came out. We had so many people saying, oh, I wish you were in Northport. I wish you were in Northport. You know, there's no mask mandate here. And I'm like, okay, mask mandate, you know, I'm smoking cigars. Right. I can't smoke a cigar with a mask on anyway, right? So anyway, our buddy Bobby Herndon. He's the mayor of Northport now. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited about that, because he was talking to us tonight about some big plans he's got for Northport. That he's announcing tons of new jobs. Northport's thriving, and this place it's by the Winn-Dixie. It's on the opposite end of TCBY,
right?
So it's between a hair salon and, dude. Okay, this hair salon, right? Like, are they selling crack?
I think so, or it's a money laundering.
I have never seen a hair salon so busy in my life. I mean, I swear every time I look over, somebody's walking into that thing. I mean, we were there from what, 3 to 9 today, and they must have had at least 100 different people come in.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, yeah. I didn't know that many people needed their hair done every day.
Yeah, but it's every day. It's like every day. It's not just like this was a today thing. Every time I've been there, this hair salon mm-hmm. is just going off.
Yeah. So shout out to them.
Yeah, they're clearly thriving in the pandemic market right now. I mean, like, my goodness. All right. So, sorry, sending out another invite. StreamYard. Real excited here. We've got Danny, the mullet. So, all right. So you like the new COD?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The zombies.
Yes. Oh, okay. Love it.
Yeah. So
multiplayer is a little bad, but
glitchy.
Oh well.
Yeah, it's a little glitchy. I'm not a big fan. But I don't like all the this one. I'll say this on the COD, I don't like all of the different customizations that you do. Right. I like the Warzone. It's a lot. The guns are just weird. On Warzone,
they are.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah,
this one,
especially with zombies being back, that's always been my big go-to thing with Call of Duty. That's why I've always liked it, and it's a good time waster and de-stress.
Yeah,
if that's
like, so we'll probably play tonight. We're gonna try to get to level 50.
Yeah,
we got 45. We got to 45. What, 2 nights ago?
Yeah.
And then everybody was having problems last night. But tonight we're going for level 50. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a great time. We are going to have a blast, right? I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited.
All right. Well, cool. Well, Danny, I'll see you on the sticks a little bit later.
All right.
Thanks for coming on
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Live with the Mansion. Live with Reagan. Late night with Reagan. Because we're killing a little bit of time before we have to do anything else like play zombies. So I'm really excited about this, man. I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited about the new mansion. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a heck of a time. And if you haven't been there, Danny is typically the one that's working at it. So come see the mullet and he'll get you taken care of. That's you got any specials going on over there?
We got 20% off all boxes right now. So a box of 20 or more. And then I assume when we get more stuff in, we're going to be doing a lot more drink specials and everything else. But come out. It's going to be great.
Always a good time with my pal.
That me.
Danny, it you. And I'll see you on all the Call of Duty later with Devin. And it'll be a fun time.
All right. Just let me know when you get on.
Okay. Bye. All right. Well, that's Danny. Here's some cool stuff about the mansion, about Northport, about all this stuff. It is going to be a fun. It's going to be great. I'm so excited about it. I really can't tell you enough. We're really excited about it. It's so cool. It does not feel like Northport at all. The whole point of this place was to basically have what we can't have at the mansion. And listen, there's not a lot we can't have at the mansion because it's the mansion. And what we'll be able to have there, we'll be able to have an actual bar. We got a 14-foot bar. It's really, really cool. It's actual mahogany. And then we're going to have probably the best selection of alcohol in the Southeast. We already have that at R&R. But we're going to have even more over in Northport. It's going to be great. It's going to take a little bit because we got to do some city council things and we got to build a lot of things. But in January, by the 1-year anniversary of R&R, we are going to have this place rocking and rolling, and it is going to be awesome. So, and it's kind of, through COVID, there were a lot of bar people. And they didn't really know what was going on. And they made some comments. We'll get back to that in a minute. I got my pal James from Tide 100.9. He's going to come on. You might catch his show live on – it's on Friday nights, right? You're on Friday nights at what time?
Wow. My beard looks horribly gray.
Hey, listen. I'm not judging it, pal. I got my hair cut, right? I got my hair cut. And I found I had so many gray hairs on my head, and it was awful. You're live at Bryant Denny.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I just left the 5A state playoffs between, Pleasant Grove and St. Paul's. Lit. And St. Paul ended up pulling it out there. Close game, 29-21. And this is the third close game out of the four that have been played so far. Tonight was no different. I went earlier today and saw this morning's game, came to tonight's game, and then I'll be at tomorrow morning's game when a team from our area, Gordo High School, takes on someone else in the morning. It's cold and stuff. So
you got the beanie on. You need a mansion beanie. You need one of these mansion beanies, pal. You need to come by. I'll hook you up with a mansion beanie. It'll probably keep you a little bit warmer.
I'm in.
This one right here, it's for you.
There
we got
it
waiting for you. You just ask one of the guys. It's great. There, Payne, I dropped it.
Oh, no.
I seriously am just trying to figure out how my beard is this gray. I didn't think it was this bad.
Let's just say it's the lights.
Let's go with that.
It's the lights. Look at this thing.
I look homeless.
I got the mansion beanie, right?
I like that beanie. That's solid. I like it.
Yeah, it'll keep you warm. It'll keep you warm at the home of Tide Sports.
Yes.
So you'd been doing the games for Tide 100.9, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You got some good folks over there. I like the Tide 100.9 people, man. And you do your show Fridays at 9.
Fridays at 9. Yeah, we do a show called Title Talk, and we talk all things Alabama football. We been talking some high school as well, but we mostly kind of focus on Alabama. But we talk about other sports too. I mean, the NFL, Major League Baseball, things like that. But a lot of it's centered on Alabama and what they're doing. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to preview Alabama LSU. And we have a special guest coming on who does coverage for LSU. So she'll be joining us tomorrow night. And then we have another gentleman who is an intern at our station. And he's going to come on because he hosts a podcast called the Super Sports Flash. So he's going to come on and talk with us too. And so we got a couple good guests tomorrow and getting you guys ready for the beatdown in Baton Rouge, as I like to call it.
And you think it's going to be a beatdown, right?
Oh, yeah, by far. I don't think LSU has a chance in this game. I, you know, it's interesting. I found out today that in the meetings that LSU and Alabama have had, they've all been wins by 40 points or less as far as both of them together. So this, I know the spread is hovering somewhere around 30. I think it is 29.5 as far as I know. But I don't know. I'm kind of inclined to take the under just based on the history of this game and what's happened between these two teams. But I don't think Alabama's going to have a problem tomorrow. I think it'll be.
What's the spread? What's the over?
That's a good question. I haven't seen the over. I've just been kind of focusing on the spread. I'm not really 100% on what the
I definitely think Alabama covers that 29.5 and more. I think this game's personal. I think it is. I think it's absolutely personal. And I think that they want to just embarrass them.
As much as Nick Saban doesn't want to admit it's personal, I think you're right. I think Nick Saban's just a guy who, and it was actually broken on our show, the game with Ryan Fowler today, that Nick Saban was at practice. He will coach. He confirmed that on Hey Coach tonight. So he will be with the team in Baton Rouge. So congrats to him. Glad he's doing better. But yeah, if you were to take the spread on this game, it would be a good parlay pick for me, just simply because I don't see any chance of LSU competing in this game. So many issues. I mean, they have a quarterback who they don't trust themselves. They have a defense that can't stop anybody. And to try to find a highlight of this team is just very difficult to do.
Couldn't stop a nosebleed, right?
What's that?
Couldn't stop a nosebleed.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I thought you said I had a nosebleed. I was
no,
like,
no, no. Oh, no, that'd bleeding? Be really bad. Oh, no, no, no. LSU couldn't stop a nosebleed. Yeah,
I'm with. No, I'm with you. And I agree with that. So I think for those of you that are going to be betting on this game, take Alabama, and you're probably going to do really well.
So your Twitter, what's your title talk, at title talk?
Yeah, it's actually at talk title. I don't know if title talk was already taken.
It's probably the Kanye West Jay-Z thing, right?
Title. Really? Do they have one like that? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they had that title was their music streaming service, I bet.
Wow. Did not even know that. Okay. See, that just shows you how much, you know, culture I'm into. I live my life centered around sports, apparently. So.
Gotta be with the times, pal.
Yeah, apparently. But yeah, at talk title on Twitter. Obviously you can follow me at James Lumen, but of course the big one that I would always tell you to follow is at Tide 109. Download the free app. Keeps you up to date on what's going on. And we have great writers, great people, as you mentioned before. And the Tide app is what keeps us going. And if you get a chance to download that, do it now because it's fantastic. We love it.
Those are my pals. I love the Tide 100.9 people. They're all great people. I have yet to meet anybody at the Tide 100.9 that I wasn't a great person. They got you. Joe Gaither, who is on the Saturday pregame, Jay Barker, you know, Fowler is obviously, you know, you guys know Fowler. Yeah. And then my buddy James here, who has a great show Friday nights. You had me. I was actually live in the hospital with you on last Friday.
I told you didn't have to come on.
No. I wanted to do it. I had told you I was going to do it. And so, you know, here I am. Yeah, I'm going to do it. So,
I love it.
It was fun. So, all right, man. Well, you get home safe.
Yes,
sir. Thank you for coming on. And go give him a follow on the Twitters. Talk title. And then his is...
At James Ludeman. Yeah, L-U-D-E-M-A-N. Yep. But again, I would really encourage you.
Download the Talk title.
That's the big one. Do that first before anything else.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
All right, pal. So we'll see you later. All right. That was my pal James. He's really good. They got a great show. They got some good guests coming up on their show here coming up. What is it? Tomorrow, because it's Thursday. This week has blown by. So anyway, we're here at the mansion. This is the mansion. This is the spot. This is where it all began. 9 years ago, just about now, I actually moved to Tuscaloosa to open this place. So here I am. I'm enjoying my brand new recliners. These things are great. I got new recliners today because I got a bad back, so I had to get something for my back because I needed it. So anyway, we're here. I got the new recliners. We got the new shop. We got the new humidor. We got everything, right? This place is lit, right? So anyway, with the new place, you know, we were talking about bars, bar owners. Cigar man bad. That's kind of the theme, right? Reagan bad. Cigar man bad. You know, orange. That's like orange man bad. Well, it me, the cigar man, you know, bad. So anyway, one of the things that I am really excited about the North Porch store, really excited about. During this whole COVID thing, you know, your favorite bar owner was out there campaigning hard for bars to be reopened, right? Nobody was doing more. You know, I was doing the city council hearings. I was doing all this stuff. I was doing radio. I was doing TV. I mean, I was all over the place. So you could enjoy your favorite beverage at any bar in town. Okay? Any bar. It didn't have to be the mansion. I would hope that it was the mansion because the mansion is the best. But you could enjoy it at any town, any bar in town. Okay? That's fine. Look at me being selfless, right? That's why I'm your favorite bar. So I go and I'm doing all this stuff. I get a text from one of these guys and he goes, "You don't know how to run a fucking bar. You don't know what you're fucking doing. You don't even have a fucking bar." So, well, fuck you, buddy. So the new place, you know, it's going to be the biggest fucking bar in town. It's going to have the best selection. We're going to have so many draft beers. We're going to have so much there. And you're not even going to know what to do. I mean, we have at the mansion currently, as it stands, we have the best cocktails. We have the best bourbon selection. We have the best scotch selection. We have the best liquor selection. We have probably the best beer selection. Not all on draft, but I mean, we've got just as many beers as World of Beer. And people don't realize this. We have over 200 different premium adult beverages. It's crazy. We have so much here, man. We're the mansion, right? We're not poor boys. If we were poor, we would be in a little, you know, we would have one shop and it'd be in a little strip mall. Instead, we're in a 1903 mansion. You know, we opened up the second place because we got bored at the mansion. we're doing so much money. We had to go open another place. You know, and thank you for everybody here, for everybody watching. We appreciate it. We appreciate you guys, you know, because now we have another place that we can help you service you better. So anyway, and then people say this too, right? Here's the thing, right? People say, "Oh, Reagan, he lucked out. He lucked out in a 1903 square foot house, right? We lucked into that." Yeah, we lucked into it. You're right. Okay. That's why I bought it. It was lucky. You're laughing. He's not wrong, right? So here we are, right? People say, "Oh, they lucked into that 1903 square foot mansion." Okay. They, you know, what would they do with a strip mall shop, right? What would they do? How are they going to How are they going to do this, right? So guess what we did? We said, okay, here's how we'll do it. We were so lucky with the mansion. So guess what we did? We opened a strip mall shop. And guess what? It took other cigar shops. It took them months. People say they're going to open a cigar shop. Oh, it'll take them. Oh, we're going to open hopefully in 6 months. We did it in 3 weeks. And we did a better shop in a strip mall than anybody else has ever done. It's crazy. But it goes to show you the mansion. And that's why the mansion is the best. It's not about luck, folks. It's not about luck. If it was about luck, I probably would have never been in business because I'm not a very lucky person. But guess what? It's because of the hard work and the dedication of, well, I hate to brag on myself, but I did a lot. The employees have done an amazing job. Our the guy that's built everything, he's done a lot. And and Randy's done a ton. Randy spent a lot of time there. Danny and Devin and Tyler and Alex. And we're just so excited about this new place, as you could tell from Danny earlier. But that's what we do. We build things and we build it better because R&R will always be better. We always want it to be better. And it can always be better. So that's why we're always improving this place. I mean, there was nothing wrong with the furniture that we just replaced. But we had some chairs that were old. So we got rid of those chairs that were old because we don't want anything to get stale here. We're always changing things up. We're always trying to make it better. We always want it to be better, you know, because that's what the mansion is all about. And we're going to have Randy join live here in a second. And Randy's going to be on here in a second. You're going to need your computer to log in. To click that link that I sent you so you can actually come on. Yeah, I know. Big Boomer Randy, folks. Hey. The biggest of the boomers. He's coming on. We're going to have the biggest boomer of them all, Randy. And I say that affectionately. So if you're a boomer and you're watching this, please don't get offended. It's not an offensive thing. It's my dad. I'm going to call him whatever I want to. I hope that when I have kids, I told him this the other night. He actually laughed. I said, when I have kids, I hope that my kids call you Boom Boom. I hope they call him Boom Boom because it is so appropriate. And he was like, why are they going to call me Boom Boom? Because you're a big boomer. So I want my kids to affectionately call him Boom Boom. You know, some people say Pop Pop. Some of them say, you know, Grandpappy, Gramps. You're going to not need to. You're going to probably need to be in a different room. Some people say Gramps. Some people say, Gam Gam, Pappy. Who calls him Pappy? That's stupid. That's a bourbon, but whatever. If you call your grandpa Pappy, I'm, you know, sorry you're offended. Sorry you're offended, but it's weird. It's weird. Pappy. Who? Come on. Do better. At least be creative here. Right? Here we are. Boom, boom. That's creative. Boom, boom. Boomer. I see Josh Short said boom. Two booms and that's Randy. So hopefully, if I have kids... I hope I have kids. You don't need earbuds. You'll be fine. Yep, put Randy. You can put Boomer. Either one will work. We'll identify you either way. That's the Siacin. All right, here we go. So we have got Boom Boom himself on right here. So Randy is live at the mansion as well.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find a... space here where I won't. Here we go. I'm in the locker room.
Ah, the locker
at R&R.
Ah, what a great spot! You're excited about this Northport store.
I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing here.
Okay. This isn't good. Like I said, big boomerang.
Off the bat.
What am I supposed to be doing here? Talk about the Northport store, man. Tell people why it's exciting.
The Northport store is, as you younger folks like to say, lit. And I'm just trying to live up to the hype.
You're living it up. You're living up to the boomer hype. You did not disappoint.
You know, I'm here for you. And my interpretation of the work of art that is the R&R Northport location,
yeah,
is that when you leave your car and walk through the doors,
yeah,
you're in the bonus room of the mansion. It has spectacular high back wing chairs.
Very nice. Tough.
Very elegant. Very elegant.
Yeah.
The humidor.
One could say they are some of the most elegant chairs that cigar shops have ever had.
They could. One would say that, and it'd be tough to argue because
you would have a really hard time arguing it.
We have been.
Even Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell would have a hard time arguing against that.
That's right.
And they love to argue everything.
I don't wish to argue against them, but if they did,
they'd have a hard time.
They'd have a hard time.
Yeah.
And so they might be able to go to, I don't know, maybe London or Paris or something and find some place that had, you know, said, well, we found a better chair.
Hmm.
But. We're in North Portland, and it's world class.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're not even done yet. So,
but we're basically done, minus the bar.
That's a big addition that can't wait to see in its completion. But the execution so far has been excellent. We don't waste time. So the landlord came in and said, man, I can't believe you got this done. He's like, well, I don't know but we think that, we've done a lot of work. Jimmy's done an incredible amount of work with hey, I have nothing to do with the blacking out type of thing. That may come that I have something to do with that. But like right now, no, I have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
So
what do you say to people?
What it is.
What do you say to people that say, oh, Randy and Reagan were just so lucky, right? They were so lucky with the mansion, right? What do you say with that, with the Northport store about that?
Yep.
Because you know, people say
the harder haters going to hate, but the harder you work, the luckier you get. And I prefer the word blessed to the word luck. And so we've been blessed. Fortunate, yes, we're fortunate.
No pain. I think he's cutting out. Gonna have to stop boom boom. Oh no. All right. We'll get Randy back on later once we figure out the internet issues that are going on, but been nice to have him on, and we're really excited here. As you can tell, I mean, honestly, we think it's awesome. We can't wait for you to see it. If you haven't been yet, it's really easy to get to. We're waiting on the Googles to do the Google Maps thing so you can actually put it in your little MapQuest thing. But if you're there, it's 46 McFarland Boulevard. Northport 35473. So if you're going, let's see, if you're going, you know, water, it's on literally on the corner of Watermelon and McFarland. Okay. It's right on the right. It's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center. It's at the end between the salon and there's a credit union there. It's right behind the Sonic. So you have some really great options there. There's a really cool place called the Biscuit Shop right down there.
Yeah, the biscuit.
It opens at, yeah. It closes at 1. Amazing. They have great cinnamon rolls. They have great sausage balls. They have a lot of really good food. And then you got the Sonic, you got Chicken Child Chick, TCBY.
The Mexican place, I got to tell you.
Yeah, the Mexican place is really good. Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of food options right there.
Who's Q? That was good.
Yeah, Who's Q? That's right across the street. There's a Tokyo place, a Jimmy John's. Down the street is our friends at the Southern Ale House. So you're really right in the middle of all of it. Huh?
If you're a boomer like me, you might like that Blue Plate Diner, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Randy loves the Blue Plate Diner. The Blue Plate Diner, very boomer for Randy. Yeah, they got the early bird special Randy likes. He does. Yeah, he does. He definitely does. Meat and Three. Yeah, that's you. That has your name written on it. They should make a menu option for you, just for you, on that thing called the Boomer. But it might not be just for you, but like the Boomer Randy. Boom, Boom Randy. That would be it.
Didn't they like they named a sandwich for Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm at his deli?
Yeah, they should do something like that for you. I agree. All right. Well, Randy, I'm going to let you go. It's good to have you on here. Thank you for coming on. The Cigar Cast wouldn't be the Cigar Cast without you. Anyway, thank you for coming, and we will
thank you.
Get you on next time. So, anyway, closing in on an hour mark. I think I've about talked myself out. But that's been a cool little thing that's been going on at the mansion, man. We got the new shop. We talked Alabama football. Yeah. And then here we go. I'm going to bring on the best mixologist in town. And no, I'm not biased. He might work for me. I might write his paychecks. But he is the best mixologist around. Devin, you're going to have to connect to connect to the mansion Wi-Fi just so we can get you on here, get your whole face in the stream. So here we are. We've got the mixologist, Devin. So people have called you the best mixologist in Tuscaloosa. And it's not just me. Yeah. So like, what is it about your drinks that make them so good?
Difficulties here.
Yeah, you're struggling. You're struggling. All right, we're going to take him off. But Devin, here we go. He makes some of the best margaritas that you'll have. Oh, no, pain. All right, well, we got Devin. He makes the best margaritas in Tuscaloosa. It's not even close. It's not even close. But he's here. He's live at the mansion. He's got on the sickest R&R Nike pullover that you can find. I mean, like, that thing is amazing. It's great. It is so cool. And, yes, I got it for him. But Devin, so like, what is it, man? What is it that makes like your drinks like better?
It's the love.
Is it the love?
It's the love in every drink.
Okay. Like, what's the secret to the margarita?
That's something you'll never know. That's something that stays with me. It's going to die with me. I was taught it by a dear old friend of mine, and I'll never teach it again.
Okay.
Never teach it
again. Okay. So like, okay. So here's a question that I have. Okay. So some people, they come in. And I get it that you're you and you're the best, clearly. But like the other guys here, you've trained them all how to make all these drinks, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So if somebody says, hey, if Devin's not working there, I don't want the cocktail. Are you going to get a lesser cocktail if you don't make it, if the other guys make it?
No, you're not. There's literally printed recipes of every cocktail that we make on the regular. If you order it from someone else, you're going to get the same thing from them that you get from me. It may not be made as fast, but it's going to be made with the love and the same ingredients.
And like a lot of them are your recipes.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's why you're here, right? Because you've been able to create like some really, really cool cocktails, right? So like, what's your favorite cocktail to make?
The Passion. I really like the Passion. It's a fruitier cocktail. The ladies love it. That's a really good one. I love making our smoked old fashions. Wow. People love to see those. See it gets smoked with the wood chips. If you haven't
and tried it. It smells so good.
It smells great. If you haven't tried it, you really need to come try it. It's really good. It's strong. You're gonna taste it, but it has the sugar in it, so it blends it out. But you need to come try that or the Passion. Two really good cocktails you can get from here.
And like, so what when you're doing the bourbons for the smoked old fashioned, because you get to pick your own bourbon.
Oh yeah.
Right. This isn't some little foo-foo cocktail bar. This is a real cocktail bar where you actually get to pick your bourbon. So you get to pick whatever bourbon. And we've got like 100. So when you're pairing your bourbons for the smoked old fashions, what is your favorite bourbon to use for that drink?
If they're not smoking, the Angel's Envy is really hard to go around. That's a really good one. Our house Clyde Mays bourbon, that's an also really good one. But if they are smoking a cigar, I try to pair it with a cigar. That's the best way to, you know, enjoy it. But
like,
yeah, the
Angel's- like for you, which one are you going to like if I was going to make you one?
Yellowstone bourbon, I'd probably like it with. I really like the Yellowstone that's bourbon. Yeah. That's a good one.
Okay, so we got the old fashioned, we've got the Passion.
It's a rum Passion.
Yeah. So like when you're thinking about how to make these cocktails, like so if somebody's trying to experiment with cocktails at home, what are you like looking for to like pair? Like, because I mean, you got bourbon, which is, you know, bourbon. Bold. Yeah. And then you have, you know, different like fruits or juices or whatever, you know, what are you looking for? Like, is there like certain notes that you're trying to pair up?
Yeah.
Or like, so what goes into all that?
It's the same thing as trying to come figure out what type of cigar, like if you wanted spiced or non-spiced, if you want a mild cigar or a really strong cigar, I'll just ask you, how do you like your drink? Do you want your drink strong? Do you want it hidden by the mixers? Do you want it sweet? Do you want it bitter? Do you want it more of a orange citrus taste, more of, you know, a watermelon or something? It just all depends on what you're feeling that day.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. You're a pal. Yes, so come see Devin, get one of his signature cocktails. And then even if he's not here, you can still enjoy one of his signature cocktails because he trained all these guys. They all know how to make it. They all make it his way. So come see him. Come see one of the other guys and get you a smoked old fashioned. It's one of the best in Tuscaloosa. The margarita is the best in Tuscaloosa, and I don't really think it's up for debate. So, as we come to a close of the Cigar Cast being back, it's going to be more regularly. It's going to pop up periodically. I get bored, and then I'll just want to hear myself talk. So that's kind of what I'm here doing. And you can join in. You can send me a DM. Tell me what you thought. Send me a message. Comment on this post. Share it if you liked it. It'll be on iTunes and I think all the other streaming things here sometime shortly. But really enjoyed our time to get together today. I hope you enjoyed my rants, Reagan's rants. And I think this is a fun thing. This is really cool to be able to do it live, be able to do it with video for you guys. And it's really exciting to be here. We got the new place and just so much exciting stuff going on right now. And thank you guys for spending your time with us. And hope you had a great time. And we'll catch you on the next one sometime next week.